Hello, Pillow Talk people. This is Oral Kitty coming to you on this fine Tuesday night. This is going to be my third Pillow Talk post. And I'm actually, to be quite frank, I am kind of trying to figure out, I don't know, like maybe I should search through more posts because some of the things that I had to talk about that I was thinking would have a greater response did not. And I am, you know, I'm not like a, you know, a size queen. I don't need a bunch of likes and, you know, a bunch of upvotes and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's it has been awesome that there have been a few people that have contacted me and let me know that my words really resonated with them, and I do appreciate that. Tonight, I don't even know if this is going to be posted or not because it may just end up being a bunch of rubbish. But I just kind of wanted to talk about interpersonal relationships tonight, especially during the pandemic. I know that there are so many people who are lacking physical connection, physical intimacy, and just, I mean, simple things like just, you know, face-to-face conversation, or like I said in my last audio, just like not being able to hug the people that they love. And one thing that I am grateful for in the Gone Wild audio community is that I have made some, I've met some pretty decent people, had a bunch of duds, but I've met some pretty decent people. And I guess because I have been online in communities, not on Reddit per se, but just, I mean, online in different communities, like pretty much since the inception of the internet, it doesn't weird me out to feel like these people are my friends, and to feel like I can tell them certain things that I may not be able to even tell people that I know in real life. I feel like there's just something that you guys understand that a lot of people don't. And one thing that I am a huge believer in, number one, I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I think I said that in my previous audio. And I also feel like people are put into our lives for a season, and they're put there for a particular reason. And sometimes that season is short, and sometimes it's a little bit longer. And so I guess the main thing that I want to say in this audio is that for those of you listening who I have become close to, some of you more than others, but I do have one person in particular that I have become pretty close to and become pretty fond of. We've shared a lot of life experiences together just in a couple of months, which is, it's not insane because, I mean, this is just kind of what happens when you're engaging with someone online. But it's cool because it's not just in the context of like us creating audios. I mean, yeah, we can bounce ideas off each other and things like that, but it's just more of a, like, it's an adult thing. Like, hey, like, this is what's happening with me, and you understand it, and I don't feel like I can talk to anyone else about it, and vice versa. And I'm just very thankful for that, because at this time in my life, there are just certain things that I didn't realize that I needed in life, because I am typically an independent person, and I've been that person who has been there for friends, coworkers, even strangers. Like, I am that person who strangers come up to, and it's a family trait. Like, strangers come up to, like, literally everyone in my immediate family and just, like, tell us all their business, like, all this shit that we probably don't need to know. But it's just because they just feel this kind of energy and then, like, this warmth from us. And most of the time it's well received. But I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful to be in this space. And I hope that if you're listening to this, I hope that you have had a similar experience. Because, like I said, I mean, during this time, like in the pandemic, like it's so important. And sometimes there are certain things that you just really can't either talk to people that you know in real life about, or you may just need someone who doesn't know you the way that those people do, whether it's that they're not going to judge you or they don't know things in your past, to form their perceptions of you. And sometimes it's just nice to just have a clean slate and, you know, just show this person just who you are, and they either accept it or they don't. And, you know, it can go either way. But like I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to post this or not, because I don't know how well received it is, because it's not necessarily, it's more stream of consciousness, which another friend of mine told me that it was completely fine to post something like this. But I think their audios in this format are just kind of, they're a little bit more structured and more like having to do with like relationships and stuff. So I don't know. But at any rate, if you're listening to this and I do decide to post it, I appreciate you listening. And feel free to comment. Feel free to DM me if you need someone to talk to. Because we're all in this shit together, y'all. I mean, seriously. Like, it's hard. It's not easy. And especially for those of us who are dealing with anxiety issues and dealing with depression, dealing with grief, you know, losing family members, having family members that we don't know how much longer they're going to be here, and just like our own mental health. Like, that shit is fucking important, you guys. Like, we got to take care of ourselves. And it's even better if we have someone to kind of help us along the way with that. So yeah, thanks for listening to me. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful night.